In 1992, Victor Peruta acted on a tip from a fellow psychic who said she envisioned him establishing a public event where people can explore and learn about the metaphysical. From readings and the paranormal to holistic health and wellness. Well, it's been 22 years, and the Victory of Light Expo has grown to a two-day event held twice a year at the Sharonville Convention Center. And it's my pleasure to welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Victor Peruta.
Nice to see you, Robin.
Tell us about your headline guests for this upcoming Victory of Light. You have Ken Day and Mary Lou Ackerman.
Ken Day is a shamanic practitioner.
What is a shaman?
He's a modern-day shaman. Well, shaman are the medicine men and the wise people of the tribal societies, and there's been a great interest in indigenous cultures and their nature-based and cosmology-based spirituality. It puts us in rhythm with natural forces, and the shaman, obviously, of a tribe are the people that are the intermediaries between the spiritual realm and the earthly realm. So if there are problems in the tribe, such as illness or misfortune or people not getting along with one another, the shaman is called in. And the shaman learns techniques to journey between the worlds, between our world of man, the inner world of the earth, or the celestial realms. And that's where they get solutions to these problems that people are facing. In a transpersonal psychology sense, therapists have found that these techniques are very powerful and have practical applications for people of the 21st century. So it's a great repertoire of techniques for helping people with the types of problems that they might go to a psychotherapist for, or a counselor for, or a marital counselor for. And it's very powerful. I've experienced a lot of shamanic work. I've taken a lot of shamanic seminars, including with Ken Day. And they are so powerful, and they've really helped me understand my family dynamics and transcend blocks that I had at one time in these areas. So very powerful transpersonal techniques taken from tribal and indigenous societies and applied to today's world.
Well, Ken has also just written a book that's doing quite well, and so he'll be probably drawing from that. It's called Post-Tribal Shamanism, A New Look at the Old Ways, which pretty much sums up what you've described. So when will his seminar take place?
Ken will be presenting Sunday, April 6th at 1 p.m. Ken is a great guy. He's very humble, and he's thrilled that his new book is number one on the Amazon shamanic bestsellers list. So who would know? And he's been invited to England to present, and he presents all over the world. We're very lucky to have Ken Day here in Cincinnati with us.
Well, it sounds like you've also had a bit of a coup by coaxing Mary Lou Ackerman back to the stage for this upcoming expo. And there may be a lot of Cincinnatians listening who remember her name, and tell them why.
Well, sure. Mary Lou Ackerman is now 78 years old. And she is the preeminent psychic in the generation that came before mine in Cincinnati. And when you mention her name, people light up because she's very likable and people like her. And she's been very influential over 50 plus years of doing psychic counseling for people. And as you can imagine, doing anything for that long of a period of time, especially when you're dealing with the heart and souls of the people of Cincinnati, you get wisdom that comes only for people who've reached that elder statesman age. We're friends. I've gone to her for readings several times, and we ran into each other not too long ago, and I gave her a call and asked her to join us for this expo, and she said yes, so I'm thrilled. But last time we had her at the Victory of Light Expo was 10 years ago, and I remember a lot of people who came to see her that day, they said things like, Mary Lou saved my life, saved the life of my mother or father or sister or brother or child, because she recommended very practical, I suppose, a cautionary approaches to personal health and well-being. So she always advocates getting a second opinion if you're about to undergo a serious medical procedure. As far as Mary Lou's philosophy, the less medical work you have done on yourself, if you can avoid unnecessary surgeries, you're better off. So she believes in holistic healing. And that is a huge component of this expo.
I wanted to ask you about that because the expo's been growing. And when you got here today, you told me that you have more vendors than you've ever had in 22 years. And you broke an attendance record last November at the last expo in having Saturday's ticket sales. There wasn't a place to park in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think some of this is driven by the interest in holistic health and wellness, one of the aspects of
life? Well, certainly. Even though a lot of people who've kind of broken through their inhibitions and preconceived notions come to a psychic or holistic healer right away when they're experiencing problems, we are often a means of last resort for people who have exhausted all the traditional approaches to getting better, whether it's psychological, emotional, or physical. And so a lot of people have found that their problems are helped and relieved when they deal with them from a holistic perspective. And wellness is a huge concept in society today. Even with the new healthcare plans and everything, there's an emphasis on preventative health, nipping it in the bud so that you can prevent illness from coming on because you are eradicating or lessening the effects of stress. So meditation is an excellent technique to learn. We have a lot of meditation seminars at the Victory of Light Expo, including mindfulness, which is a Buddhist technique, meditative technique. It's a state of awareness in which you're quite aware of what's going on within you moment by moment, what your experiences are in the present moment. So you're aware of your thoughts, your feelings, your responses, what's going on within you. In our culture, because we're so stressed and rushed, we tend to be in our heads. We don't really pay much attention to our bodies and even to our feelings or emotions. So what the expo strives to do is to create balance between body, mind, and spirit.
You have both presenters who'll be talking about specific subjects in health and wellness and holistic approaches, but also there are practitioners of all different sorts.
This is an expo that we create to be a very interesting experience for people. We have live music, we have dance for the kids, we have face painting, henna tattoos. Of course, adults get those too. And we have excellent food. You can spend the whole weekend. And you can shop. We'll have crystals, gemstones, all sorts of jewelry items, including Indian designs, Inca Indian and Huichol Indian jewelry, actually made by natives, being brought by certain vendors. Tibetan singing bowls. There's Phil Crabtree, who is a music professor at CCM. He's now doing healing with music. And so it's a very profound experience. My assistant had a session with him, and she goes to him regularly because it was so powerfully healing. And when you attend the Victory of Light Expo, you come away really feeling restored. And so just the experience of coming to Victory of Light in itself is just a medicine for body, mind, and spirit, and really an established venue for experiencing and exploring those sides of yourself that you may not have an opportunity to explore in the busy day-to-day world of a typical work week, for example, and the responsibilities of family. But it is for everybody, and we try to represent all age groups from the very young to the very old, and it's a completely inclusive event. There's nothing religious or denominational about it. It's spirituality, and everybody can relate to that.
Well, Victor, you have done a beautiful job of describing what people will experience if they haven't been there, or capturing the experience of thousands of people who have gone before. And I don't think I've mentioned the dates. It's April 5th and 6th. So you have 2 days, two opportunities to visit. A lot of people come for both days. And for more information about the hours, which are 10 to 7, you can go to our website, where we'll have a link to all the information you need, all the details, if you're interested in attending the Victory of Light Expo on April 5th and 6th. Our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.